This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. With Afghanistan facing humanitarian and economic crises, G20 leaders are set to meet today virtually to discuss ways to meet aid needs and address security concerns following the Taliban's August takeover. Italian Prime Minister Mario Draghi is hosting the summit with UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres, U.S. President Joe Biden, Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi, and leaders from European G20 nations among those expected to participate. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres.
Urge the world to take action and inject liquidity into the Afghan economy to avoid collapse.
Before the Taliban takeover, international aid accounted for 75% of Afghanistan's state spending, but governments and international organizations had cut off such funding and frozen Afghanistan's assets. The Taliban are in power in Afghanistan, but a new enemy is ascending in the country, the Islamic State group. There's been an uptick in IS attacks since the Taliban took over on August the 15th, most recently a deadly bombing of a mosque used by Shiites. The two militant groups have long been rivals. ISIS first emerged in Afghanistan in 2015 and has sought to poach Taliban fighters into its ranks. Now, despite setbacks, ISIS appears to be surging once more with frequent small-scale attacks on the Taliban and multiple bloody attacks on civilians. The Taliban have vowed to ensure Afghanistan does not become a haven for extremists. Meanwhile, hundreds of relatives and residents attended a funeral ceremony in the city of Kunduz on Saturday, outside of the mosque where numerous victims were killed in that Islamic State suicide attack. The mosque was packed with Shiite Muslim worshippers on Friday, killing at least 46 people. This is VOA News. European Union officials have warned that the bloc is at risk of collapse unless it challenges a ruling by Poland's top court over the supremacy of EU law, which is seen as a central pillar of European integration. With more on that story, here's Henry Ridgewell for Voice of America.
Estimated 100,000 people gathered in Warsaw Sunday to show support for Poland's EU membership. Among them was Donald Tusk, the former president of the European Council and now leader of the opposition party Civic Platform.
What is it that brought us all here today? A pseudo court of justice, a group of masqueraders in judicial robes, by order of the party's leader, in violation of the Constitution, decided to take Poland out of the EU.
The protests were triggered after judges in Poland's highest court last week ruled that the national constitution had primacy over European Union law.
That's Henry Ridgewell. For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. The U.S. National Hurricane Center says Hurricane Pamela has formed in the Pacific Ocean off the coast of Baja California, Mexico Peninsula. The storm system is expected to be close to major hurricane strength by Wednesday. Pamela currently has maximum sustained winds of about 130 kilometers per hour, making it a Category 1 storm on a scale of hurricane intensity. Pamela is expected to move north on Tuesday, veer northeast and pick up speed while strengthening. It's also expected to come ashore in west central Mexico on early Wednesday. A deadlock in the latest round of talks between India and China on their disputed border means that tens of thousands of Indian troops will hunker down for a second winter in sub-zero temperatures in the Himalayan mountains. Challenge of manning two contentious frontiers with rivals Pakistan and China comes at a time when the return of the Taliban in Afghanistan also poses security risks for the South Asian country. Well, it's official and being reported in major metropolitan newspapers throughout the U.S. and the world, for that matter. Apparently, the Daily Planet, however, has yet to weigh in. The son of Lois and Clark Kent. Many of you perhaps didn't even know they were married, as at least one newscaster didn't. The son of Lois and Clark will come out as bisexual in the DC comic book Superman, Son of Kal-El, number 5, which is due to be released in the upcoming weeks. Jonathan Kent's love interest will be Jeff Nakamura, a reporter who apparently also will have special powers. Via remote, Joe Palca, VOA News.